Well, we got a double whammy because Matt Johnner is on Ride It or Bucket. I've got pretty good feelings about the song on Ride It or Bucket, but we also have Matt in the studio right now to chat. Welcome back to our studio, Matt.
Thanks for having me back, Jared. Really happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you back. How has the holiday season been for you?
Good. Very busy, but busy doing nothing.
That's how it should be.
Exactly.
Eat lots of food.
Too much food.
Yeah, same.
But you can't turn it down. When it's mom's home and cooking, you know, you can't turn it down. So.
No, you really, really can't. That's like one of the best parts of Christmas.
Exactly.
And then you ended off the year with a bang because Wonder Woman was out end of December. How are we feeling about the song, man?
I'm just happy it's out. Worked really hard on that one for so long and just glad that it's out and people can hear it. And yeah, it's just been great so far. Like I started writing that back in 2020.
Oh, wow, really?
Before I even decided to pursue music as a career, I kind of had the first half of it, and I'm terrible at finishing songs, so I started writing it, forgot about it for 4 or 5 years, and then decided to finish it up.
I love, as a musician, that you just, like, have something in your back pocket, and then just, like, the time's right, you unleash that on the world.
Well, yeah, it just seems to work out when it's supposed to work out, I guess. I don't know. It does.
So Wonder Woman is on right now for Ride It or Bucket. If somebody is hearing this song right now for the first time, give a little bit of background as to what this song is about.
This song is about kind of being perplexed and how in love with a woman you are, I guess. It's just kind of like, you know, something about you. It makes me wonder. I don't know. there's kind of there's a few double meanings in there, which is kind of fun wordplay. But yeah, listen to it. Let me know what you think. You can find me on social media. Let me know. DM me. Let me know what you think of the song. But we actually did a live version of it back in June with Sask One Mic. So we recorded it on one microphone. The whole band on one microphone, and that was a great experience. So we also have a live version of it that's out on streaming platforms. A full YouTube video is done in one take. So if you like the song and you're curious about the live version, go check that out.
Yeah, I love that. And that's super relatable too. Like so many of us have met a person and like you said, perplexing. It's like how?
Yeah. It's just something different about you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Well, we're gonna take a listen to it in just a second here. And again, you can let your votes be heard. We've taken the votes on our text line and on our website. Matt Johnner with Wonder Woman. And then once that gets the inevitable ride, it's great.
Thank you.
What's 2025 looking like for you?
A lot more writing. I'm booking more full band shows, so we're doing that. But yeah, I'm really focusing on writing because I hope to have an album coming sooner rather than later. Things take time, of course, but I got a few more songs in the back pocket that are ready to go that I'm really excited about. But yeah, mostly writing and playing more shows and just kind of, you know, building up my chops and gigging lots.
Love that.
I got a new single coming February 1st, actually, so fairly soon here. That's one I wrote about my grandpa with my brother Luke and our friend Rob McIntosh.
Oh, so yes.
That one's coming out soon, and yeah, just more music on the way.
Well, and the thing that really makes my ears perk up, you got some more of those secret weapons in your back pocket. I'm really excited to see what you got coming on, man.
I'm excited to share it.
So album, probably still too early to put a time frame on that.
Yeah, no idea when yet, but hopefully within a year or two. I don't know. It depends how long things take.
It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah.
I'm going to keep our ears to the ground for some live shows too, because like you said, full band shows, I like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in this weekend, 24th and 25th, we're going to be in Calgary at Ranchman's, jamming out all night. So
love
anybody
that
is listening from Calgary, come on out.
Things are going good since you decided this is full time. This is the thing.
Yeah, I'm head first into this and kind of flying by the seat of my pants. But
that's kind of how it always is, though, isn't it? With
yeah,
like art as a career.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. Every day is different, but wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here for it, man. Well, again, Wonder Woman, we're going to take a listen to this. The voting is going to go for 24 hours. But again, good feelings about this. Good feelings all around. But again, you can go to the playnow.com text line, 306-938-2855. Matt Johnner in our studio. Thank you so much for coming by to pay us a visit.
Thanks for having me, Jared. Appreciate it.
Thank you for braving the cold to be here.
I barely made it, but I did.
Like you said before we got on the air, though, you know, idling the car for like the last 3 days, we're doing good.
Yeah, if you never shut it off, it can't not start. So.
Exactly. You never shut it off, it doesn't have a chance to cool down.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much for coming by to chat about Wonder Woman, and best of luck on Ride It or Bucket.
Thanks, Jared.